White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 31, 1898. Edson and Emma. I have just said goodbye to Maggie Hare. She has not seen her family for 6 years. They have felt much offended at me because they think I have kept her from the family, but she was not willing to leave. She is very sick on the water, and she loves her work and is my editor, also Minnie Hawkins. Both do the editing of my articles. Marion attends to my book work. Both are pleasant, cheerful, modest girls. I shall miss her every day. Circumstances at home made it a necessity for her to visit Keaao, New Zealand. Thursday. Brother Morse and family and Brother Riki came on the Vancouver steamer to Sydney. Willie White remained to meet them. All were expected to come to Kurrenbong. Sarah drove the platform rig, and I drove the double team in my double Surrey to the station, but met only Willie and Brother Morse. His family was not well. The sea voyage to Sydney is sometimes rather rough, and they deemed it prudent to rest in bed. He, Brother Morse, is looking healthy. We had our conveyances go to the depot for all, but we were glad to meet one of the family. Sabbath. I felt it my duty to rest at home. Brother Morse spoke to the people, and spoke well. We had our horses and carriages and school carriages take quite a number from Dora Creek. Willie gave them a lunch under the trees. It was an all-day meeting, and much enjoyed by the number who were entertained. We are trying to get as near to them as possible. They are all poor and need to be helped. We love to make some change in their lives. Sabbath, I devoted to reading the pages, proof sheets, of Desire of Ages. I am much pleased with the book. May the Lord bless and prosper the book, that its circulation shall be extensive, is my prayer. Our people need it very much. It has scarcely an error in it. I mean typographical errors. In the evening, Brother Morse went in the boat to get Brother Caro and his son. We had the pleasure of entertaining them. I felt a little uneasy, for it is the last day to prepare our mail. Brother Morse and Brother Caro both desired counsel, but on different matters. Twice I had a long conversation with the doctor in regard to their work in establishing an orphan's home, and he thinks he can get help from outside parties. It has been a very busy day all around for me, and I see now my lamp must be lighted. Willie, I think, is now improving in health. He has been quite unwell for some time. I insist upon his divorcing himself from all committee meetings, and yet they will creep in. He leaves Wednesday for Melbourne to have plans laid in regard to medical missionary work, to establish it upon a good basis. I remain at home, and this I consider a blessed privilege. The physicians, all that can be spared, go to Melbourne. The health work in the health home at Summer Hill is prospering finely. We must, as soon as means come in, build a hospital right here on Avondale tract of land, but there is no means now for us to handle more than our present necessities demand. But in the past 2 years, large advancements have been made. 3 large school buildings have been erected, a very convenient, nice-looking meeting house built, a very excellent brick meeting house in Stanmore, and it is filled evenings and Sabbath and Sunday nights especially. The location could not be improved. What could we have done with these poor sheep without a shepherd, without a fold? Praise the Lord, O my soul, for all his loving kindness. £200 are yet to be raised to relieve Brother Haskell. I have purchased with him a strip of land joining the church to hold it so that no building shall be erected. I build me 2 rooms. Elder Haskell also builds him 2 or 3 rooms. We must have a place to make us a home, that when in Sydney, we shall not have to put up with inconveniences that we are too old, either of us, to bear. We must preserve all that there is of us to devote to the work that calls for hard labor. All that there is of us. Willie has two rosy-cheeked, healthy boys. They talk now quite well. They come over and see Grandma. Sabbath, they went with my permission into my orchard to pick mandarins, and they came back bringing their golden fruit, saying, "Grandma, I picked mandarins all by myself." They are very intelligent lads, wear their trousers and their kilt waists, and they step about proud as a king. James Henry is the most robust, Herbert more delicate, but both are strong. I have not spoken one impatient word to them. They make music in the home. I had several mandarin trees that were loaded with their golden fruit. It looks very nice on the trees. We had some oranges, but they are too young to bear much. Next year, we expect an excellent crop of peaches, plums, nectarines, and apricots. I wish you could see the fruit the trees yield. The oranges and mandarins never shed their leaves. They are an evergreen family. I shall now stop writing. My mind is weary, being called out in council that demands right words, judicious words that will not be misconstrued. That the ones who desire to move right shall not have a misunderstanding and misconstrue my words in any way. This is often done. The counsel given is interpreted to mean that I favor their ideas and plans, which I do not intend to do. And it comes back to me in altogether a different representation, making me voice their methods and plans, which I cannot endorse. Up at 2:30 a.m. I feel deeply over the matter of our people pulling away from one another. Many precious friendships are broken up, which should be strengthened. We must be brought into contact with our Savior. All our strength and life and prosperity are derived from Him. One want is felt by all. All are entirely dependent and must continually receive of divine wisdom and of His gifts freely bestowed, else they cannot impart. They partake of the same spiritual food and drink, of the same spiritual rock, and that rock is Christ. What a sitting together we may have in Christ Jesus if self is crucified at the cross. What a place is this for hushing controversies, for giving up old grudges, for forgiving injuries, for burying enmities. The old fiber of the root of bitterness, if left to remain, springs up and bears its harvest. All who are rejoicing in the Savior's love will have a genuine experience in loving their brother also. If all are fixing their eyes on Jesus Christ, they become like Him in character, for they are changed into the same image from glory to glory, which means from character to character. Then, if self is crucified, will not there be that divine union that exists between Christ and the Father? Who that have Christ abiding in their hearts will not empty the mind and heart of all prejudice, all evil surmisings, and will think no evil, but become one in holy endeavor, one in Christian fellowship? This is only living the truth, in character becoming assimilated to the image of Christ Jesus. If there are unhappy feelings cherished, settle the difficulty in the name of Jesus Christ and love as brethren. Put out the fire of dissension. Mother.